The Statement by Brianne Moore. Read by James Darcy. R didn't feel at home in the South. The heat, the accents, the monotony of vineyards, the foreign tourists bumping along the narrow pavements like lost cows. Especially the tourists. They were what made it hard to follow the old man on foot. R had been in Salon de Provence for 4 days watching the old man. It looked right. He could be the old man who'd once been the young man in the photograph. Another thing that was right. He was staying in a Benedictine monastery in the hills. It was a known fact that the church was involved. But R wasn't yet sure. He couldn't be completely sure that the old man was Brossard until he saw him claim the letter. It had been posted from Paris 2 days ago. For the past 3 days, R had sat in a cafe across the street from the Bar Montana. Each afternoon, the old man would arrive a little after 2. He'd order a coffee and sit reading Le Monde from cover to cover. The afternoon post was delivered to the Montana at around 3 o'clock. Brossard, if the old man was Brossard, had paid no attention to the post's arrival. Each day at about 3:30, he left the Montana and walked down to the Place Saint-Michel, where his little white Peugeot was parked. On the way, he stopped at a pâtisserie and bought a tarte aux aumont, which he unwrapped and ate sitting in the front seat of his car. He'd then drive out of town, going up into the hills on the lonely road that led to the Abbaye de Saint-Croix, where the gates would open to receive him. R had been told the letter would most likely arrive at the Bar Montana on May 2nd.